Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. And streaming live on NBC Sports Now with Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe. Presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network.
All right, all our best for tonight in the world of sports coming up 20 minutes from now. It's gambling night in America. We're looking forward to that. But, Femi, we got a lot going on right now in training camps around the National Football League. And the really cool thing, my man, is that this all just started. Like, I actually think, like, stuff has happened, but nothing really earth-shattering has happened yet at training camps. Like, the Fields thing could have been, but now he's back at practice today signing autographs.
Potential. Yeah, it was. There was a potential for, like, oh my goodness, is like a projected starting quarterback about to be out for like the rest of the season or whatever. But all is clear. That's good to go. Today we got some news though. Like one of the marquee skill position guys is slightly banged up. We'll get into that here shortly. But yeah, maybe this weekend gives us something. But I'm hoping it's all positive. I hate training camp injuries.
We have breaking news, Femi. We have breaking news. This one's going to we all have notifications on our phone, so everyone sees things at the same time. This is a shocker, man. Really unexpected. The Cincinnati Bengals have agreed to terms on a fully guaranteed four-year contract with the 17th overall pick in the draft, pass rusher out of Texas A&M, Shamar Stewart. So Cincinnati dropped what they were looking for, which... And like I don't know like the full details, but basically it was some sort of language in the contract that would, if like Shamar Stewart got like arrested or did something terrible, that they could void his contract, which sounds obvious, but whatever it is was some legalese that was like never been in a contract before. And the Bengals were trying to slide this in, and the representation was saying no. And the Bengals have now dropped that request. They signed the deal to get Shamar Stewart in. And maybe this is a sign of things to come, and perhaps now Trey Hendrickson is next. We don't know if that's the case or not. But to me, like, I'll be honest, and I think this is the only way to interpret it, right? The Bengals, and we know Mike Brown, the owner and president of the Bengals, is famously stubborn, right? And the Bengals get killed by everyone for the way that they do business, and they're going to do what they want, and they're going to make Jamar Chase wait, and they're going to wait till Jamar Chase wins the Triple Crown before they give him his extension. This is kind of how they do business. They're going to do it their way, and it's their way or the highway. Except this time, because they caved, and they gave Shamar Stewart what they wanted, they have to know that this is a Super Bowl possible. We don't think so. But with Burrow in the prime of his career, and they paid the two receivers, Chase and Higgins, this offseason, they have to know that they have to get Stewart and Hendrickson in. They caved to Shamar Stewart. My guess is they're going to cave to Trey Hendrickson, Femi. That's what I think. That's the next domino to fall here.
And hasn't that been the theme of this offseason for the Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, I'm old enough to remember in February where we were wondering, are they going to pay T. Higgins? And then Joe Burrow says, we need to pay T. Higgins. What do? They listen to their quarterback and they pay T. Higgins. Like the Cincinnati Bengals, I love that you put it in the context of like the prime of Joe Burrow, because that's what's at risk of being wasted right now. Like if they don't figure out this Burrow thing and like figure out the defense, like you might be able to have an elite quarterback and then never ever get back to a Super Bowl after what we saw a few years ago. So cooler heads have prevailed. I'm glad that's the case for Cincinnati. Stewart, like let's see what it is now. Let's see what, and he's been working out in College Station with his old team, Texas A&M. So I'm sure he's in perfect shape or whatever to go out there and play. But like, let's actually give him a chance to be an impactful player this year. Does this make me bullish on them to bet them? No, it doesn't. I still have massive questions about their defense, but at least they have one of their top two projected pass rushers now in camp. Now let's go get the other guy and let's see what it looks like. Is it still going to be a bad defense? I think it still might be, but at least they're giving themselves a chance at improvement with a new defensive coordinator with Al Golden. So cooler heads prevailed. I'm glad they just woke up and came to their senses. Now let's see if they get the guy that's hanging out right now in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, so listen, this is if you're a Bengals fan, someone who like wants to bet the Cincinnati Bengals this year, this is really good news. Like the thing with
you need this.
I'll just say the funny thing about Jamar Stewart is he's so boom bust, right? Where cuz he has like no production at Texas A&M, but he's such a freak athlete, right? That the thought is like, can Al Golden and the defensive coaches, can they kind of coax it out of him, right? Because if he hits, like if he's good, he could be a monster. But if he's not, he's Miles Murphy, which was their early round pass rusher a couple years ago. So just because Shamar Stewart's in doesn't mean that he's going to be a stud, but you'd rather have the guy who's a potential stud and like potential, you know, all pro out there when it's like, I'd say that's in his range of outcomes, not likely, but possible. Yeah. It certainly helps them. And now, like, you got to get Trey Hendrickson all. Like, no excuses. Burrow's in the prime of his career. You went to a Super Bowl already. You almost won one on the rookie deal. The rookie deal's over. You don't know how many chances you're going to get at this. You missed the playoffs last year. You got to go get Trey Hendrickson now. And I'll speak for Femi here, just in the interest of time. If and when they sign Trey Hendrickson, we're still not going to like the Cincinnati Bengals to make the playoffs because that defense is still garbage. It's better with those two. It's still not very good. Now, maybe you want to make the case that Shamar Stewart could be a monster his rookie year, and if that happens, then it's a different conversation. And we have to acknowledge that it's possible. I think it's unlikely. I will stick, Femi, with my prediction and my bet that the Steelers will finish ahead of the Cincinnati Bengals as the second-place team in the AFC North this season behind the Baltimore Ravens. Last note here. With Shamar Stewart signing today with Cincinnati, Browns second-round running back out of Ohio State, Quinshon Judkins, is the only unsigned draft pick. And remember, Quinshon Judkins in the news for all the wrong reasons. Domestic violence in South Florida, like told by the team to stay away from training camp. I'm sure that they're going to, I mean, I don't know how, I don't know the full details here. My guess is he'll be signed and he'll play at some point this year, but he's going to get suspended by the league. So Judkins is the only unsigned draft pick with Shamar Stewart now in the fold for the Cincinnati Bengals. And Femi and I both like the under on Cincinnati and the Bengals not to make the playoffs this season. All right, let's do an abbreviated things here. We'll hit a bunch of different notes in lightning round fashion here on You Better You Bet. Jake, take it away.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, You Better You Bet brings you things.
All right, in the interest of time, let's get right to it. Go ahead, Jake.
The main thing.
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell, Femi, announcing today that maybe the best player in the entire league, Mahomes is probably the best player, but man, maybe the second best player, best receiver in the league, Justin Jefferson, mild hamstring strain, will not practice for a few days, reevaluated next week, and when you hear reevaluated next week, they're certainly leaving the door open to this being maybe like a, even like a small protracted absence. I don't know if that's kind of like an oxymoron, but you think you understand what I'm saying? A redundancy? Yeah. Leaving the door open for him to miss a little more time. Does this matter, Justin Jefferson, mild hamstring strain for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, I do think it matters because this takes off time that they're not going to be able to get together with J.J. McCarthy to have a chemistry heading into the season. Like, J.J. McCarthy was absent last year because he was rehabbing due to the injury. Like, now this takes away that time, which is valuable time in training camp, to where, yeah, Justin Jefferson, it sounds like, if all is good, should be fine for week one Monday night against the Chicago Bears. But, like, think about all the missed reps that McCarthy, who is a young quarterback, and Justin Jefferson just said today that, like, we have to be patient with J.J. McCarthy. Well, what if there's miscommunications? What if there's issues early on in a tough NFC North where the margins are so thin? Like, you can't have that stuff. That could be the difference between winning the division or missing the playoffs. So I do think this matters ultimately.
So you do a really great job of posing that, right? And the way that you say it, chemistry with J.J. McCarthy, I can't say, like, oh, it doesn't matter at all. It matters a little bit. Now, if he's back next week, obviously it's a couple practices, it's not going to be that big a deal.
Fine.
So I have to acknowledge it matters at least a little bit. But I will take a little bit of a different stance here. In the grand scheme of things, really, the only thing related to this situation that matters is that Justin Jefferson is healthy in week one and that Jefferson's good to go. And hamstring injuries are a little interesting in that way, right? Where until it's 100%, you can't put him out there. But once it's 100%, then he's 100%. So I don't care how long it takes. If this hamstring, and they're saying that they're calling it very mild, he should be playing the preseason or not or whatever, but be eligible to play in the preseason. But if they need to take this all the way up to, like, injury report, game time decision, week one NFL Sunday or Monday night against the Chicago Bears, you do it. You got to keep him healthy. So as long as he's healthy, this ultimately, Femi, for me, doesn't matter that much. And we both like the Vikings this season. Obviously, we want Justin Jefferson to play. Mm-hmm. I have a bet on the Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC North this year, year one, with J.J. McCarthy as the starting quarterback. Let's stay in the division, Jake, for the next one.
The other thing.
Femi, we talked about this with Herman Edwards in the last segment. Lions quarterback Jared Goff tells the media, slow down, everybody. It's not going to be that big a deal. Going from Ben Johnson to Johnny Morton as the play caller and the offensive coordinator. Do you buy what Jared Goff is selling as a member of the media?
I do not buy it. I do think it matters. Like, and I don't think the transition is going to be all the way seamless. I think eventually, because there's so much talent on that roster, that they will find their stride. But especially early on, the turnover at coaching staff, like, it's a lot. So, like, yes, eventually you get there, and, like, in November, December, you're cool. But week one, you're playing the Green Bay Packers, a division rival. That game is massive. Even though it's the first game of the season, it's a massive game when you factor in all the tiebreakers and et cetera. So I do think that this is going to take some time, especially when you look at losing Frank Ragnow along the offensive line. So this is not like a nothing or whatever. And I know Goff's probably annoyed by the question, but the question's legitimate. Like, this team has a lot to get over, and they have a lot to transition with, and I'm not sure it's going to be seamless, at least early on.
Does the play caller matter? Probably, when the play caller was, and maybe John Morton's good. So here's how I would frame it for people, right? Let's say John Morton's good, and I'm not saying he's going to be good. He's been around for a long time. I'll say it's not an inspiring hire for me. I'll say that. What are the chances that he's as good as Ben Johnson with how good Ben Johnson was? Like, pretty low, right? It's probably not going to be the case.
It's got to be.
So look, like, I do think it matters. And also, like, you nailed it, man. Ragnow retired. Zeitler's gone. And maybe Christian Mahogany's just going to step in and be awesome. We'll see. Taylor Decker's not fully healthy. And if the offensive line's not as good, that's been the identity of this team, and now all of a sudden it's Jared Goff behind not a great offensive line without Ben Johnson. You tell me if you think it matters or not. I think the Lions are on the downward slope heading into the season. What's next, Jake?
The other thing.
All right, let's go full lightning round here, Femi. Dak Prescott, Cowboys quarterback, says he's glad Micah Parsons isn't practicing, as Micah Parsons looks to get a new contract, as he's kind of like quietly holding in at Cowboys camp. Does this change the way you feel about the Dallas Cowboys chemistry in that locker room?
No, I actually think it means that the chemistry is great. Like, there's been all support for Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, Trayvon Diggs. I think the locker room's in lockstep. Let's just get it done, Jerry.
Is this a crazy galaxy brain take? It might be. And I don't think he intended to do this. Is it possible that Jerry, being Jerry, has turned the locker room against him in a way that it has galvanized them as a team?
I would love that to be the case. Like, it's like Major League. they're all pissed off at the owner. Let's go win the whole bleeping thing, right? Let's go do it, Dallas Cowboys.
I got to tell you, man, I would not be shocked if the Cowboys exceeded expectations this season. In fact, I'll be betting on it. We only go a little out of order here, guys, because I want to get this one in. And we can skip the imaging. Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr., Femi, says that the Falcons should have the best offense in the league this season. Hot take or just right from the Falcons' second-year quarterback?
It's a hot take, but I respect the confidence. I respect the ambition. And there's a lot to like about this offense. I like Penix quite a bit. Skill position guys are really good. Big breakout season for Bijan Robinson on deck. Drake London's a good receiver. Kyle Pitts, we're still waiting on the breakout season. Maybe Penix is the magic elixir. But I think this offense will have a high upside. But best in the league, I can't go that far.
I think they can be top five. I don't think this is that crazy. They have a top 10, maybe top 5 offensive line. Bijan Robinson, one of the best running backs in the league. We all know Drake London's an absolute stud. Darnell Mooney showed that he's a capable number 2 receiver. Penix seems committed to getting Kyle Pitts the ball. I know we do the song and dance every offseason with Kyle Pitts. We like Zach Robinson as a play caller from the Sean McVay tree. I think Penix is the goods. I think he's the real deal. Now, this defense might suck and hold the team back ultimately. I'm bullish on this Falcons offense big time here, Femi, this season. And last one, Cleveland Browns quarterback coach, longtime NFL assistant coach, Bill Musgrave, says that Kenny Pickett has been, quote, stellar through the first couple days of training camp. Do you think Kenny Pickett will be the Browns' week one starting quarterback at home against the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, I think it's going to be Joe Flacco. I think Joe Flacco will outplay him in training camp. I think he'll outplay him in the preseason. They can say all they want about Kenny Pickett. When the lights turn on, when there are actual live bullets going on, we've seen those movies. If that's what the Browns go for, maybe they're just looking at Drew Aller or Lenora Sellers in 2026. I don't think it's going to be Pickett week one.
I think the Browns are absolutely looking at quarterbacks in next year's NFL draft. I think they telegraphed that with the trade out of 2 down to 5 with Jacksonville passing on Travis Hunter to draft Mason Graham, pick up an extra first-round pick, ammunition to take a quarterback and fully close the door on the miserable Deshaun Watson experience, the Deshaun Watson error, not era. I agree with you. I do think it's going to be Joe Flacco as a starting quarterback. I actually think you nailed it, and I have nothing left to add. I think Kenny Pickett stinks. And he has small hands. And so do I. But I'm talking in my basement. And he's an NFL quarterback. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, Major League Baseball and the WNBA. We close up shop. Gambling night in America. You better you bet. On the NBC Sports Now Power Hour.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.